Chapter 70. Before he went to work, Jesse drove out to the neck to see Candace and the dog. It was early March and still wintry, with the ugly snow compacting where the plows had spilled it. The sky was overcast. As he drove across the causeway, the ocean off to his right was a sullen gray, with a few seabirds wheeling above it. When he got out of his car at the top of Candace's long curved driveway, he could smell the approaching snow. It hadn't taken him long when he came from Los Angeles to learn the anticipatory smell of it. There were cars in the driveway when Jesse arrived, so he parked on the street and walked up. A sign hanging from the knob on the front door read, "Open house, brokers only. Please come in." Below the invitation was a small logo with a house in it, and the words, "Pell Real Estate." Jesse went in. A woman sat on a folding chair at a card table in the hall. She had a pile of brochures on the table in front of her and a guest book. Jesse could hear voices and movement elsewhere in the house. The sound had the kind of echoed quality that one gets in a house devoid of furniture or rugs. "Hi," the woman said. "Here for the open house?" "I'm here to see Candace Pennington," Jesse said. "You're not a broker?" "No." "I'm sorry, the Penningtons have moved."
"When?"
"Last week."
"Where?"
"I don't really know," the woman said. "I'm just supervising the open house." She was a heavy, exuberant woman with short hair colored very blonde.
"Who would know?"
"Oh, I'm sure the office has their new address," the woman said. "You could check with Henry."
"Henry?"
"Henry Pell. Are you interested in the house?" In the rooms where Jesse could see, the furniture was gone. There were no rugs or drapes. The house was blank, waiting to be recreated.
"No," Jesse said, "I'm not."
As he walked back down the curving drive toward the street, the snow had begun, a few flakes drifting down. More would follow, he knew. They were saying 3 to 6 inches. Weather girl Jen would be breaking into the regular programming with weather updates from Storm Center 3, maybe standing in the parking lot with her designer wool watch cap pulled down just right over her ears, and the flakes fluttering past. As Jesse drove back across the causeway, the snow came straight in at the windshield. Small flakes, the kind all the old-time townies said meant a heavy snowfall. He wasn't long enough out of Southern California to argue the point, though in the time he'd been there, he'd seen no correlation. He could call Henry Pell and get Candace's new address. He wasn't sure he would. They'd taken her where they needed to take her, where she had no history, where there were no stories about her, no giggles in the hallways, no covert gestures about sex, no fears that a naked picture of her might surface. What did he have to say to her about all that? What did anybody? The snow had begun to accumulate and the roads were becoming slick as Jesse parked in his spot by the police station and went in. Bo Marino was mopping the floor in the area of the front desk. Jesse went past him to his office and stopped in the doorway and looked back. "Where are the other two?" Jesse said.
"Cleaning the cells," Molly said.
Jesse nodded and continued to look at Marino. Was it possible that a jerk like this kid could grow into a decent man? Would the rape follow him and the other two the way it was following Candace? Marino realized Jesse was looking at him.
"What?"
he said. Jesse didn't answer.
"What are you looking at me for?" Marino said.
Jesse didn't seem to hear him. You could protect, Jesse thought, and you could serve, but you couldn't really save. Marino looked at Molly. "How come he's staring at me like that?" he said.
"Just get the floor clean," Molly said.
At least keep the floor clean, Jesse thought. He went into his office and closed the door.
Better than nothing, he thought.